It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state legislature's budget committee has agreed on around $700 million to cut out of next year's state budget, but they may have to find billions more in savings if the economic situation doesn't change because of the COVID-19 pandemic. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more on where they're trying to find that money.
So the budget committee is canceling new spending. They're talking about repealing recent laws, but that's not going to be nearly enough. They're also asking how many existing programs they can suspend or cut. They've talked about cuts to services for people with disabilities, eliminating school programs, freezing construction projects. State employees won't be getting a planned raise.
CPR's Andrew Kenny, economist for the legislature and the governor's office, will present their economic forecasts this morning. More than 100 mayors, including 66 from Colorado, have sent a letter to Congress urging them to include parks and recreation areas in the next round of stimulus. The mayors of Telluride, Longmont, Durango, Aspen, and other towns say that parks bring in billions of recreation dollars and millions of jobs. Colorado's tourism office is launching a campaign to bring visitors back for when it's safe to travel again. The first phase encourages residents and would-be tourists to share their anticipation for outdoor activities. The office isn't buying ad time for the campaign and hopes it spreads through social media. Money for promoting tourism could be a target for cuts as lawmakers address that budget shortfall. A federal judge has ruled the Weld County Sheriff has violated some inmates' constitutional rights by not doing more to keep them safe from COVID-19. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The judge granted a preliminary injunction against Sheriff Steve Reams on Monday. It requires Reams to identify medically fragile inmates, house them in individual cells to the greatest extent possible, and monitor them for signs of illness. A handful of civil rights attorneys sued Reams last month for what they say was his cavalier attitude towards COVID-19 and the risk it poses inside his jail. The Weld County Jail already had an outbreak in which several inmates and guards were sickened. One inmate died. The judge ordered Reams to take action by next week. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Fire danger is high in western Colorado this afternoon. There's a red flag warning around Grand Junction into this evening. Highs in the 70s around Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.